You're listening to a Big Finish production.
Ascension revival complete. Subject regaining consciousness.
Hey, it's all right. Breathe slowly.
Oh, it's so cold.
It's only to be expected. Drink this, you'll soon warm up.
That's better. Who are you?
Medical Officer Harville Chook. Can you tell me your name?
Why? What for?
Oh, just a basic check to rule out brain damage.
Finley. Pilot Jake Finley.
Ah, good to meet you, Jake. Do you know where you are?
Still on board the Starship Future, I hope.
Correct. And how far into the journey are we?
I'm third pilot, so... assuming my two predecessors did the full tour of duty, 20 years.
All good. I just need to do one more revival, then I'll help you out of the pod.
Oh, my legs are like ice. Ah, cramp.
Try wriggling your toes.
Cryo suspension revival complete.
Hey, who's she?
Ooh, be careful. She's your new security officer.
Subject regaining consciousness.
Oh, it's all right. It's all right. Just breathe slowly. Officer Chook. It's good to see you again. Reserve Security Officer Erica Swan. Drink this. Tell me, do you know where you are?
Starship Future? Are we at Tear Gardens?
No, I'm afraid not. We're still 30 years out.
What? 30 years?
The previous SO had an accident, so we've had to break you out of storage early.
Oh, I see. An accident. It's a lot to take in.
That's all right. Once you're up and about, I'll show you and Pilot Finley to your cabins.
Hi. You can call me Jake.
Hi, Jake?
Wait a sec. I think I can get up.
Oh, careful. You may need to give it a few more minutes before you can walk.
Pilot Finley, I hope you slept well.
Yes, fine.
I look older than the last time we met.
I'm sorry. It must be tough having to live through the whole trip.
How old do you think I am, Pilot?
Oh, I don't know. 50? 45?
102. Artificially slowed metabolism. I'll probably be around for another 100 at least. And you're our new security officer, Swan.
Yes, Captain.
My apologies for not greeting you before you went into stasis. I didn't anticipate that we'd require your services before planetfall.
M.O. Chook said your last security officer had an accident?
Yes. Chook found him in the storage hold, electrocuted.
Yeah, an induction cable had come loose and electrified the floor.
Don't worry, we've run a complete safety check. It won't be happening again.
That's reassuring.
But of course, regulations mean an SO must be on active duty.
Keeping us all safe in our beds.
Ensuring discipline. Which might be a particular problem for you, Pilot, as your job is basically just monitoring the warp core.
Oh, I'm sure Erica will stop me getting bored. I may call you Erica?
No, I'd rather you didn't.
Oh.
There's one more thing you need to know. Professor Brooke, our science officer, has made a rather exciting discovery.
What sort of discovery?
A Dalek.
We were taking on fuel in the Oort cloud, ice rich in deuterium. And in one of the blocks, we found this.
So weird to see one up so close.
Yeah. You hear the stories, you watch the Hollow movies, but to see one in real life...
Is it safe?
Safe? She asks if it's safe.
As security officer,
I'm sorry. You must forgive my amusement, but of course it's safe. The bottom half is embedded in ice, which I am keeping at sub-zero temperature. The casing is missing the gunstick that would normally go here.
Yeah, I remember. They'd go exterminate and...
And finally, to remove any remaining scintilla of doubt, there is no Dalek creature inside.
You sure about that?
Look for yourself. The dome can be raised. So...
So? What do you think happened to it?
Who knows? Perhaps a crack in the casing caused it to... Pilot! Please do not interfere with the manipulator arm!
Sorry. So, what's all this kit in aid of?
To study it, of course. The Dalek casing is the product of science far in advance of our own. If we can unlock its secrets, there's no limit to what we will be able to achieve.
I told you it would be dull. Your predecessor couldn't wait to go back into stasis.
It's all right. I'm keeping myself occupied.
By checking the power logs.
Call me paranoid, but if induction cables are breaking loose, what else is going on we don't know about? Hello? That's odd.
What?
Power fluctuations in the storage hold over the past month.
Probably just random wear and tear.
No, look! That's the energy spike of a door being opened, a light coming on. These things don't happen of their own accord.
You think someone's been going down there?
That's where the last SO was killed. Maybe he'd noticed these spikes too and had gone to investigate.
And ended up dead. Swan?
Yes, Captain?
Finley thinks someone's been sneaking into the hold over the past few weeks. Go down there, take a look around.
Yes, ma'am. What should I be looking for, exactly?
Well,
check to see if any of the storage units have been opened.
I see. Out.
Sorry for, interrupting.
In future, pilot, you will observe protocol. Or you'll end up back in the deep freeze until we reach Tiergarten Star, when you'll wake up to find you've been assigned animal hygiene duties. Do you understand?
It's all right. They've gone. You can come out now.
You have done well. They do not suspect.
Well, it was the truth, wasn't it? You're going to give me the secrets of your technology, aren't you?
You do not trust me, Brooke.
No. It's just that I've been taking an awful risk. Taking all the tech from the stores. Killing the security officer.
You have nothing to fear. I will protect you.
I know, but... This machine I've built for you. It would help if I knew what it was for.
When it is activated, you will understand its purpose.
Then, shall I plug it in?
Not yet. The warp core is being monitored. A power drain would be detected. No, I have another task for you.
Duke, we need to talk.
You don't have to call me that. We're not being monitored.
I know that. I'm security officer now, apparently.
I thought you'd be more use in a position of authority. The previous security officer was poking about in the ship's manifest. He was getting close to discovering the truth.
So you killed him?
No. In the end, I didn't have to.
You expect me to believe his death was a genuine accident?
You're the SO. Perhaps you'd like to investigate?
The captain's already told me to check the hold. Finley thinks somebody's been messing with the cargo or something.
It seems our new pilot has a suspicious nature. We shall have to keep a close eye on him.
Now what are you doing?
Just something else that's been bugging me. Erica Swan.
What about her?
I have no memory of ever seeing her before.
Why would you? You have 10,000 people in cold storage, and you can't be expected to remember everyone.
Yeah, but with the greatest respect, she isn't the sort of person I'm going to forget. She was in the capsule next to me in Section 3.
So? You were probably put in stasis at different times.
That's what I'm checking.
Well, have fun. I'm going to grab some lunch.
Helix, activate voice UI.
User interface activated.
Information. When did I go into stasis?
4:28 a.m., April 12th, 2965.
Security Officer Swan, when did she go into stasis?
4:28 a.m., April 12th, 2965.
Just before me, so I should have seen her. Unless... How long was I in stasis for, exactly?
20 years and 45 days.
How long was Swan in stasis for?
20 years and 45 days combined.
Combined? Combining what?
Combining first period of stasis, 25 days, and second period of stasis, 20 years and 20 days.
She woke up after 25 days. On the day before the launch. I need to check Section 3.
Storage holds 16 Alpha. He was right. This unit has been opened. And emptied. Captain?
Yes, Swan?
Finley was right. Someone's been down here, removing alloys and replication tech.
You mean someone's been stealing from the... What the...
Captain, what is it?
The computer's just detected an unauthorized presence in the outer wing.
On my way.
Hey, I saw you. There's no point trying to hide behind the stasis capsule. I know you're here.
You looking for someone?
Oh, it's you.
Oh, sorry. Did I make you jump?
What are you doing here?
Same reason as you.
The two periods of stasis. You noticed it too.
Of course. But as for the explanation...
There's only one possible explanation. Somehow, the person we think is Swan came in here, woke up the person in this capsule, and took her place, assuming her identity.
You're a very clever young man, but there's something you've overlooked.
There is. When she woke up, she knew you. Whatever this is, you're part of it.
Going somewhere?
What? Oh, I...
What were you doing in there?
I don't have to answer to you.
I'm afraid you do. I'm security officer and the office wings are off limits.
My brother and his husband are in Section 4. I'd like to visit them sometimes.
Really? I think you better come with me. You can explain yourself to the captain.
No. No, I can't.
Can't?
I'm busy... too many things to do. I'm busy.
Captain?
Yes?
I've found your unauthorized presence. It was Professor Brooke.
Brooke?
He's just run off. I can apprehend him if you like.
No, Helix is still registering an unauthorized presence in the outer wing. If it's not Brooke, it must be Finley or Chook. Find out which.
Yes, Captain.
Well, to answer your questions, the original Swan and Chook are dead. I killed them and put their bodies in an airlock.
Then who are you?
Somebody who had to leave Earth in a hurry? Along with my associates.
How many of you are there?
There's a dozen more. Don't try working out which. They're all under the identities of the crew members they replaced.
But they wouldn't look like them. The computer records
would... No. Computers can be hacked. It's one of my skills. That's how I knew you'd access the stasis logs. And how I can move about the ship undetected. As far as Helix is concerned, right now, I'm in the medical bay.
So, you got yourself and your gang on board. Well done. But you'll still be found out when we reach Tiergarten Star.
Oh no, afraid not. Before we get there, everyone in a position of authority will have been replaced by one of my people. When the colonists wake up, I'll be in command. Anyone who objects will discover they've wasted a very long journey.
Why are you telling me all this?
Because you're going to help me?
Because you'll kill me if I don't.
Only if you force me to. I hope it won't come to that.
I could go to the captain. I could call her right now.
Yes, you could. And I'm sure your wife and children over in Section 4 would be very proud to sacrifice their lives on your behalf.
You're threatening to kill my family if I don't keep quiet.
Oh, I'm glad we understand each other, Pilot Finley. It's going to make life so much easier.
What you've done, you know, huh? You can't divert my TARDIS without me noticing, sending me on another of your little errands without so much as a by your leave, and, of course, you're not even going to tell me what it's about. Oh, no. You just drop me in the thick of it and hope I'll do your dirty work for you. Time Lords. Cryostasis capsules? Some sort of space object? We're travelling at warp, so on our way to the colony world. Humanoid occupants, English language signage, so they're from Earth. What else? Hello? These pods have been opened and closed, and recently.
Now, why would you have done a thing like that?
No, I didn't. I've only just arrived.
Don't be ridiculous. That's impossible.
Well, I like being ridiculous and impossible.
This ship's been in warp for 20 years. You must be a stowaway.
And I've got away with it for 20 years?
Not necessarily. You could have recently come out of stasis.
Ah, now that's a little more logical. Well done. You're evolving.
Please don't try my patience.
Try your... I wouldn't dream of it. Tell me. Security Officer Swan, do you have some sort of leader you could lead me to?
Captain?
Yes, Swan?
I've just caught your unauthorized presence tampering with the stasis capsules. Some sort of space vagrant by the look of him.
Vagrant? I'll have you know this look is all the rage in Fin de Siècle Paris.
Bring him to the meeting room for questioning.
Yes, Captain. This way. Walk ahead of me, and don't try anything funny.
Funny ha-ha or funny peculiar?
Either. Move!
Who
Who are you and what are you doing here?
Intelligent questions, eh? I can see why they made you a captain. I'm the Doctor.
Just the Doctor?
No, not just the Doctor. I am entirely the Doctor. There's no just about it. I am exceptionally the Doctor.
Good grief. He's an idiot. Or he thinks we are.
The Doctor.
And why are you here?
I'm afraid I'm as much in the dark as you are. All I can tell you is I'm here to help.
To help?
Yes, in any way I can, so don't be shy. I'm here. It probably means you're in terrible danger.
Are you threatening us?
I wouldn't dare.
How did you get on board?
I'm afraid if I told you that, you wouldn't believe me.
Try.
Well, look, I have a time-space machine called the TARDIS, and it materialized here, inside your spaceship. Yes, I said you wouldn't believe me. You can always go and look, you know. Blue police box, you can't miss it.
I was right. He thinks we're all idiots.
Oh, no. Not all of you, just some.
Why have you been stealing from the storage hold?
There's a very simple answer to that. I haven't.
Oh, really?
Check my pockets, if you like, which reminds me. Oh, hey, jelly baby? No, just one.
If it wasn't you, who else could it be?
Well, there are five of you. What exactly has gone missing?
Parts for a component replicator and various alloys.
Which alloys?
Why should we tell you?
Well, what harm can it do? Either I'm the thief, and I know already, or I'm not, and I might be able to help. Which alloys?
Durillinium steel, some polycarbides.
Aye, interesting combination. How much has gone missing?
We don't know yet. What were you doing with the stasis capsules?
Well, I was examining them, just wondering why they'd been recently opened.
What?
What makes you think that?
Well, the condensation. On most of the capsules, the glass had frosted over, but on some of them, the frost had yet to form. They were just full of mist.
This is ridiculous. The capsules can only be opened as part of a revival, and revivals can only be conducted by the ship's designated medical officer.
Really? Hey, it must have been you.
Look, this man is clearly responsible for the thefts. I suggest you lock him up and let me get back to my work.
Well, we should at least check there are no more like him on board. Swan, stick him in the containment room.
Yes, Captain.
And then I want a thorough check of the cryostasis wing. Chook, you're not busy. Go with her.
Yes, Captain.
All right, Doctor. Get up and walk in front of me.
Yes, I know. No funny business. Let's see what this containment room of yours has to offer.
You know this, Doctor.
He is an enemy of the Daleks.
Shall I kill him for you?
The Doctor is not easy to kill. An attempt on his life would alert him to my presence.
Then, what shall we do?
We must bring our plans forward, Brooke. The machine you created for me, you desired to know its purpose. Now you will know. Activate it.
Yes. Believe it.
What is it?
A sudden massive power loss. A tenth of the warp core's output, concentrated on the research centre.
What's Brooke playing at down there? Professor Brooke? Brooke? Brooke, respond.
Whatever he's doing, it requires a vast amount of energy.
Helix, give me a visual on the research centre.
I'm sorry. I'm unable to comply.
What? Why? Explain.
I'm sorry. I'm unable to comply.
Ah,
Something's got at the computer. All the security monitors have been deactivated across the ship.
I travel light, Miss Swan. Sonic screwdriver, apple, pencil, yo-yo, Venusian book of calm.
Is that everything?
Hang on. Yes, I think that's everything.
Right. Then move to the far side of the containment room.
Here?
That'll do.
Ah, ooh, a laser cage. Delightful.
As medical officer, I'd advise against touching the bars, unless you want to lose a finger.
Thank you, I shall certainly follow your advice.
Someone will be back in an hour or so with food and water.
Tea, please. Milk. Two sugars. Two sugars, yes.
Who the hell is he and what is he doing here?
How am I supposed to know? He must have woken up.
How? I thought you were the only one who could revive people from this ship.
Well, obviously someone must have found a way of doing it. Graf or Brooke or your late predecessor.
Yeah. This doctor must be an investigator of some kind.
So, what do we do? Kill him?
How about this? I arrange it so that he escapes from the containment room. Then I can legitimately use lethal force to safeguard the rest of the crew.
I like it. All above board and by the book.
Exactly. And then we can pin the blame on him for all the thefts.
Well, why would we need to do that?
Oh, well, I'm guessing because you're the one responsible.
What? What would I want with a load of alloys?
But if it wasn't you, then who was it?
This is a Dalek gunstick.
I must be able to defend myself. Mount it on the casing.
Like this?
Excellent. The casing is now fit for my return. Place me inside it.
So this machine, it creates Dalek spare parts.
More than that, Brooke. So much more. Lower the dome. The machine you have built can create complete Dalek units!
Oh, Daleks. But what about the creatures inside them?
They have already been prepared by you.
But I don't remember.
You are under my command. You will obey.
I obey.
And at the same time, a great she-bear coming up the street pops its head into a shop and says, "What? No soap?" So he died. And she, very imprudently, married the barber. Yes. Hello? I'm terribly sorry, but I'm trying to recite poetry here, and you've just broken my concentration by deactivating the bars of my laser... Oh. Well, it seems that somebody up there likes me. Somebody who wants me to make my escape. Which strikes me as being a little convenient. Yeah. Why, I ask myself, would anyone want to help me to escape? Hello? Is the captain there?
Doctor, how on earth have you got access to the comms?
Well, you see, that's the thing. I'd like to report a fault in my prison.
What?
Yes. The laser cage, which is supposed to keep me in place, has just been switched off.
He's right. There's no power going into the cage.
And I was wondering, if it's not too much to ask, whether you'd mind terribly locking me up somewhere else, somewhere more secure.
He's taking the mick.
Yes, but why would he contact us when he could just escape?
I don't know. Maybe he really is an idiot.
No. No, I don't think so. I think he's being rather clever.
What?
Someone has tried to help him escape, and he's used it to prove his innocence. Finley, take the helm.
Captain?
Something's going on this ship, and if the Doctor's not behind it, he can help me find out who is.
What's he waiting for? The bar's de-energized 2 minutes ago.
Maybe he's asleep.
Swan?
Yes, Captain?
We're having some trouble with the ship's security cameras. I just wanted to check that you and Chook are okay.
Yes. Yes, we're fine.
And what's your position right now?
We're just entering the cryostasis wing.
Good. I'll let you know when the cameras are restored.
How did you do this? Knocking out the cameras?
No, it's nothing to do with me.
It doesn't mean we can't take advantage of it.
Well, what are you saying?
The whole plan was to wait for the right moment. Well, this is it. We can revive the rest of our people, take over the ship, and replace everyone in authority. All ready for when we reach Tear Garden Star.
You're right. We're not going to get a better chance. The controls are in the medical bay. I can do it from there. I'll start with Section 4.
And while you're off doing that, I'll deal with the Doctor. Maybe he isn't going to try and escape. I'll just have to kill him and make it look like he was.
Ah, Security Officer Swan. Have you come to fix my prison?
No.
Or to escort me to a new one?
No.
Well, you... Look, you're going to have to give me a clue, or we're going to be here all day.
Does this help?
You're going to shoot me. Oh, but you hardly even know me.
I know enough to know you're a threat.
Please listen to me. There's something else going on here. Something far more serious than your petty concerns.
Oh, you're going to have to do better than that, Doctor.
Am I? All right. There's a security camera in the wall above you. If you kill me, you'll blow your cover.
No, I won't. All the security cameras are offline.
Yes, but this one seems to have started working again. The red lights come on.
What?
Thank you, Captain. You arrived just in time.
Thank you for keeping her distracted. Is she okay?
Well, she'll be waking up in a couple of minutes with a headache. Nothing more.
Good. Then let's tie her up before she wakes up. And then we can get some answers.
Do not move. Stay exactly where you are.
Brooke? What are you doing here?
Do not move! You will obey me. Obey!
Really? Or what?
You will be exterminated.
What's that? A metal pipe?
A Dalek gunstick. Would you like a demonstration?
Oh, sorry, I don't have time for this. Go and play somewhere else.
This is not a game. I need you to revive all the crew members in cryostasis in Section 4. As medical officer, only you have security clearance.
Why that section?
That is none of your concern. You will commence revival.
What?
Revive everyone in those capsules. Now!
Oh, that's funny. No, that is really funny.
What is?
You've come in here, waving your little gun about, to get me to do exactly what I was going to do anyway.
All cryostasis capsules, Section 4. Commencing revival.
Why did you sabotage the ship's security monitors?
I didn't.
Don't lie.
I'm not. I couldn't even if I wanted to.
Of course you could, a security officer.
Yes, but I don't think Swan here is as fully qualified as you might hope.
What do you mean?
If Swan is her real name, which I doubt.
Oh, you think you've got it all worked out, don't you?
Well, you thought, incorrectly as it happened, that I was an investigator, a threat to your plans. And you tried to kill me. That's pretty incriminating.
A criminal? Taking the place of the real Swan. But why?
To escape justice, I presume.
I'm not going to tell you anything.
Well, Graf, the problem is, I think she was telling the truth about the security monitors.
But if she didn't sabotage them, who did?
Ah, exactly. But there's another force at work on this ship. A force with the power to override your computer.
Power? Finley said there was something causing a power loss in the research center.
Interesting. What's being researched?
Oh, nothing much. Just Professor Brooke playing with his dead Dalek.
I see. Did you just say Dalek?
Commencing cryo-suspension revival capsule. 4, 3. Commencing cryo-suspension revival capsule. 4, 4.
There, I've set them all to revive.
Your cooperation is appreciated.
So, you're not going to kill me then?
No. You may still be of some use when it is time to revive the rest of the crew.
It's going to be a tight squeeze if we do that.
You don't understand. Your human minds are so limited.
What are you talking about? You're human.
But my mind has been opened to greater possibilities. Do not try to follow me, Chook, or I will reluctantly have no choice but to kill you.
Commencing cryo-suspension revival capsule.
Captain?
8.
Yes, what is it now?
Chook set all the capsules in Section 4 to revive. And, Captain, there's something else I have to tell you. Something important.
What?
I can't tell you over the comms. Come to the bridge and bring weapons.
Okay, Doctor, we'll leave our friend here for now. The armor is this way.
And now perhaps you'll explain why you have a dead Dalek on board your ship.
We picked it up in the Oort cloud. But there's nothing to worry about, Doctor. It was empty.
An empty Dalek?
There was nothing in the casing when Brooke opened it.
But were you with him when he did that?
Well, no, nobody was, but...
Because the creatures that exist inside these casings don't abandon them without good reason.
You think there was still a Dalek creature inside?
I do. And it would have made the first human it came into contact with into its puppet.
Brooke.
Willingly or unwillingly, he has become the Dalek's puppet. It will have twisted his mind, turning his fears and flaws against him.
But even so, it's just one Dalek.
Oh, it's just one Dalek? Ha! Famous last words of countless civilizations.
The casing is still half enclosed in ice, though. It's not even armed.
I think I know the reason for your thefts.
What did you say had been taken?
A component replicator, durolinium, polycarbide...
Durolinium, polycarbide. Everything you need to build a brand new Dalek.
The Doctor is aware of my presence on this ship. Covert action is no longer necessary.
Shall I kill him?
No, bring him to me. He must be exterminated by a Dalek.
I obey.
Increasing external temperature sufficient to melt frozen H2O. I must be free!
This is it, the armory.
And when she came there, the cupboard was bare.
everything. Every gun, every piece of ammunition, gone.
Our friend Swan, I expect. I can't imagine a Dalek having much need for human armaments.
Really?
Doctor, do not move!
Gruff, run!
What?
He only wants me. Save yourself. Run!
Okay.
Stay where you are. Obey! You are the Doctor. You are the enemy of the Daleks.
And you are Professor Brooke. And you are a Dalek slave.
Captain Graff has escaped.
Yes, I'm afraid your aim was a little off.
You obstructed my line of sight. I could not risk harming you.
That's what I was banking on.
My master's orders are that you be brought to him alive.
They sound like excellent orders. I suggest you obey them.
This way. Move. Move.
Oh, well, what happened to you?
Don't stand there, Gorpin. Just untie me.
I don't see any corpses around here, so I'm guessing your plan to kill the Doctor didn't work out.
Captain Graff came to his rescue. Did you manage to revive the rest of the Syndicate?
Yep, they should be waking up in a few minutes along with everyone else in Section 4.
And weapons?
Yeah, all hidden in the medical bay. Once the others are awake, we can arm them and take the bridge.
And kill the rest.
I'd forgotten what a bloodthirsty soul you are, Karen. Yes, you can kill the rest. All except Finley. We'll need a pilot. And if he refuses, we can always kill his family, one by one.
We?
Oh, all right. You can do it.
Right, Finley. Now perhaps...
Deadlock the door.
What?
We need to secure the bridge. Deadlock the door. Did you get the weapons?
No, just this, which I confiscated from Swan. The armory was empty.
They must have taken them to arm the rest of the gang.
Gang? What gang?
They're in the stasis capsules. The ones that Chook has set to reactivate. He killed some of the people who were originally in the capsules and replaced them with members of his gang. He's some sort of crime boss with Swan as his henchman.
How do you know all this?
I found out a few hours ago when I was checking the logs.
And you've only decided to tell me this now?
I didn't have any choice. My family are all in stasis. They threaten to kill them if I don't keep shtum.
As if I didn't have enough on my plate with a deranged science officer and his pet Dalek. How long do we have until the people in those capsules are revived?
I don't know. A few minutes.
Can you cut the power to that section?
I can, but cutting the power halfway through a revival will cause an endothermic shock. Everyone in those capsules will die.
If it means saving my ship, it's a sacrifice I'm willing to make.
But you won't just be killing Chook's gang. You'll be killing everyone in that section.
Cut the power, Finley.
You can't ask me to kill my own family.
I'm not asking you. I'm ordering you.
No, I won't do it.
Cut the power or I'll kill you.
Then you'll just have to kill me, won't you?
Forward!
Ah, you must be this Dalek I've been hearing so much about.
Doctor!
You're nearly thawed out, I see. Being entombed in ice can't have been too pleasant. I assume you're fully conscious throughout. Daleks don't nap. Or if you do, you never dream.
We are the superior beings. We can endure any privation that would drive a lesser race insane.
Yes. You have the advantage of already being insane.
You will move forward closer.
What are you up to then? You've brainwashed a scientist, made him build you a Dalek-making machine. But where are you going to get the things to sit inside it?
Who
Cryo suspension capsule 4-7 complete.
Even if you kill me, everyone in Section 4 is waking up.
Cryo suspension capsule 4-8 complete.
Terraform engineer Tarman Dijul.
One of us?
Oh, yes.
Cryo suspension capsule 5-0 complete.
Oh, my. What? What happened to him?
I don't know.
Subject regaining consciousness.
He's awake. Do you know who I am? Do you know me?
You are an enemy of the Daleks. You must be exterminated?
Let me guess. The people held in cryostasis? Raw materials for a new race of Khaled mutants, am I right?
Humanity's only value is as a source of organic matter.
Ah, but how would you do it? Of course. You'd get Brooke to take cells from your body, open up the capsules in the cryogenic section, and inject them into the sleepers. Your genetic material would then cause their cells to mutate like an infection.
Not an infection! A catalyst to produce a superior being!
An abomination with the genetics of the Daleks.
There are 10,000 humans in stasis on this ship! Enough to create an army of 10,000 Daleks!
Well, you don't do things by halves, I'll give you that. Brooke, are you happy about all this?
I obey the Daleks.
You're still human, though. You still have a human brain.
I obey.
Whatever they have done to you can be reversed.
You are correct. It is time his condition became permanent.
No, wait, that's not what I meant.
Brooke, inject yourself with my genetic material.
I obey.
No, Brooke, stop.
Do not attempt to interfere.
How can I? You have paralyzed me.
Brooke, perform the injection.
I obey.
Do not fear. In high temperature, the rate of mutation will be accelerated and irreversible!
Daleks are supreme. We must conquer and destroy.
Who did this?
Professor Brooke. I saw him leave this section earlier, looking as guilty as hell.
So that's why he wanted to revive them.
He's turned them into Dalek mutants.
Oh, in that case, they'd be better off dead.
I am a Dalek.
Still alive. Try higher settings.
That was the higher setting.
Exterminate!
Get it off me!
Exterminate!
Sorry, boss, but when it comes to having alien tentacles shoved down your throat, you're on your own.
Exterminate!
It's all of them. Every single one. Brooke, I will kill you for this!
Is this why you brought me here? To turn me into a Dalek?
The process would not work on a Time Lord!
No? Then why haven't you killed me? Daleks aren't normally so reticent when it comes to extermination.
Your appearance corresponds with the fourth Doctor in my databank.
Don't tell me you made a list. Am I your favorite?
You are not the only Doctor I have encountered.
Oh,
One of your future incarnations was responsible for the destruction of the Dalek Time Squad?
You really shouldn't be telling me this sort of thing.
You do not wish to know of your destiny?
A little foreknowledge can be a dangerous thing.
Because you fear what you will become?
Not at all.
You will become a warrior without morality, without compassion, without mercy, the destroyer of worlds.
Oh, that doesn't sound like me.
Your destiny is to become a being opposed to everything you currently believe in. A being willing to break the laws of time. A being willing to commit genocide. The Time Lord victorious.
Oh, you don't expect me to believe any of this, do you?
Lying is an act of weakness. Daleks do not lie.
Then maybe you've been misinformed. But just supposing it is true, why tell me?
So you can change your destiny.
Oh, I see. You think that you can prevent me becoming the person who defeated you and your time squad.
Or you will become a creature equal to a Dalek. Out of any good must come something evil.
I should kill you for insubordination. I have every right.
Then what's stopping you, Captain?
Captain!
Security Officer Swan?
Listen to me. Your life depends on it.
I know what you've done, reviving the other members of your gang.
Yes, but you don't know. None of it matters anymore. They've all been turned into Dalek mutants!
What?
They're like half octopus. Guns don't stop them.
Why should I believe you?
Why would I lie? They killed the man you know as Chook.
What about the others in that section?
It's all of them. They've all been transformed. Even the children.
No. No! Oh. Oh.
Listen! At the moment, they're all still in the cryostasis wing. You might be able to seal them in.
Helix, deadlock all doors to the cryostasis wing.
I'm sorry. I'm unable to comply.
What? Instigating Protocol 1. Override authority, Captain Gruff. Deadlock all the doors.
I'm sorry. I'm unable to comply.
I'm afraid your mind games aren't going to work on me.
Explain!
Because when I do defeat this time squad of yours, I remember you sitting there in a steaming, sticky puddle. And I'll know that I'm doing the right thing.
You will know that you are deliberately setting in motion a chain of events that results in the transformation of every human on this ship into a Dalek. My mobility has been restored.
You're not the only one. My toes are tingling too.
The mutation is complete. Placing mutant in fabricator. Generating Dalek casing. Behold, Doctor. The first of a new army of Daleks!
I'm picking up another power drain in the research center.
The doctor said that he thought Brooke was trying to build new Daleks.
Dalek casings for the mutants. Makes sense.
Can you cut the link to the warp core?
What do you think I'm trying to do? Damn! It's no good. It's locked me out.
Then we can't just sit here doing nothing.
No? Then what can we do?
Standing orders. In the event of the mission being compromised, the mission must be aborted.
Mm-hmm.
New Dalek unit complete. Calibrating audio sensors. Respond. Audio sensors calibrated. Calibrating visual sensors.
Stay still. They'll see you.
What are they doing?
Putting the new Dalek through its paces. What are you doing here?
Looking for Professor Brooke.
I'm afraid you're too late.
Electrostatic panels calibrated and
charged. He's the new Dalek.
I'm guessing that box of tricks is a Dalek constructor.
Yes. But you try anything, they'll kill you. It's suicide.
Then I suggest you make the most of this distraction.
Swan, no!
Human detected!
Why? What are you going to do? Exterminate me?
Don't fire! The human is too close to the fabricator!
That's what I thought. You can't shoot me without risking damaging it. And you're not going to be able to build a new one in a hurry.
If you damage it, you will be exterminated! Alert! Proper detected! Humanoid prisoner moving to door! Exterminate! Exterminate! The doctor has escaped!
You know your problem. You're too easily distracted.
Humanoid has entered Dalek Fabricator!
Yeah, I reckon it's the safest place to be. Tell me, how do I turn this thing on?
Do not touch the controls!
Oh, it's all right. I've worked it out. Nobody messes with the Syndicate and lives.
Fabricator generating Dalek!
Incompatible organic material in fabricator abort, abort!
Subatomic overlay resulting in particle annihilation!
No!
Fabricator malfunction overload, withdraw!
I obey!
Malfunction no! Critical!
Swan was right. Our guns barely slow them down.
I'm not trying to slow them down. I'm trying to get them to follow me. Doctor! Here!
Captain! Pilot! Oh, glad to see you're still alive.
Yes. I think Swan's around here too, somewhere.
I'm afraid not.
She's dead. Good.
She sacrificed herself to destroy the Daleks' fabricator.
Even better.
What about the Daleks? Did she destroy them too?
No, but I have a plan for them.
You do?
Indeed I do. I just need to get to the computer server room.
And do what?
There's no time to explain.
Finley, go with him. Show him the way.
What about you?
I'll deal with the mutants. I'm going to lead them down to the entry bay and open the main airlock.
So they all get sucked out into space?
I like the sound of that. What about you, Captain?
Don't worry about me. I'll pick up a spacesuit first. I'll come and find you once I'm done.
Good luck.
And you. Goodbye, Finley.
Yeah. I would say it's been nice knowing you, but it hasn't. Come on, Doctor. Graf could be opening the airlock any time now.
Just one moment. There.
Okay, so we're in. Now what?
First, seal the door. There might be a slight draft. Now. The Dalek that Brooke revived linked itself to the ship's computer, Helix.
Yeah, I know. That's how it took out the security monitors.
Well, it's a two-way connection. The Dalek isn't just controlling the computer. It's also using it for surveillance.
So?
So it's the nearest thing the Dalek has to an Achilles heel.
The Doctor has gained access to the computer! He intends to use it against us. I will proceed to server room. There is no need. Helix defense system, activate.
Hang on. If the Daleks are using the computer for surveillance, they'll know we're here.
Intruder defense system activated.
Finley, get down!
Where?
Behind this unit, quick!
Intruder defense system activated.
Keep your head down!
God, got me!
Oh, too late.
Intruder defense system activated.
It's got us both pinned down. There's nothing we can do.
Intruder defense system activated.
Switching to manual override.
Airlock inner door. Opening.
Now all I have to do is disengage the safety. That's it. In you come. In you come. Plenty of room for everyone. Pity I didn't get a chance to pick up a spacesuit. Oh well. You can't have everything. Here goes.
Alert. Airlock every door. Opening. Airlock every door. Opening. Alert. Atmospheric depressurization. Power relay from warp core interrupted. Rerouting energy feed to emergency power.
It stopped shooting.
While it switches to backup power, this is our chance.
Oh, come on, Doctor. Come on.
I just need to reverse the polarity. Then, when the power comes back on...
Power restored.
Down!
Electrostatic pulse exceeding tolerance levels. Command network. Overload.
Electrostatic wave detected!
Disconnecting computer link. Disconnect!
System restore. Close the airlock in and out of doors. Repressurizing atmosphere. Designating pilot Jake Finley as acting starship captain.
So this is your ship?
Yes, I did say you wouldn't be able to miss it.
Well, it certainly wasn't here before.
And it won't be here again. You're sure you'll be all right?
Don't worry, I won't be on my own for long. My first job is to revive the backup crew and try to explain everything that's happened. I get the feeling it's going to take some explaining.
Well, good luck. Once you're settled in your new colony, I might drop by for tea.
I'll look forward to it, Doctor.
Hey, until then, then.
Until then.
Milk, two sugars.
Oh, of course, it vanishes into thin air. Why not? Right. Begin the revivals, then down to the research center to tidy up. So much for learning the secrets of Dalek technology. This whole place is gutted, not even fit for scrap. And as for the Daleks, they must have been burnt to a crisp inside these things. The question is whether to just dump them into space or hang on to them as relics.
Daleks are...
No.
Not... so easy to kill.
No.
Exterminate.
No. No.
Exterminate. This unit is damaged. but my systems can be repaired. I must access the ship's warp core and commence reconstruction. I have been defeated, but not destroyed. I survive, as Daleks always survive. We are the superior beings. Daleks are always victorious!
You have been listening to Doctor Who, Genetics of the Daleks, by Jonathan Morris. The Doctor was played by Tom Baker. Captain Graff, Pippa Haywood. Medical Officer Tuke, Clive Mantle. Security Officer Swan, Nina Toussaint White. Professor Brooke, Andrew James Spooner. Pilot Finley, Joseph Klosker. And the Daleks were played by Nicholas Briggs. The director was Jamie Anderson. Script editor Jacqueline Rayner. Producer Emma Haig. Executive producers Nicholas Briggs and Jason Haig-Ellery.
Hello, I'm Jamie Anderson and I'm the director of Genetics of the Daleks.
I'm here to help.
To help?
Yes, in any way I can, so don't be shy. I'm here. It probably means you're in terrible danger.
Are you threatening us?
I wouldn't dare.
What harm can an empty Dalek casing do? It's perfectly safe, right? Well, in Genetics of the Daleks, we are faced with just one dead Dalek and 10,000 humans on a starship headed for a new homeworld. What could possibly go wrong? But you know, when the Time Lords are interfering in the Doctor's life and dropping him onto that starship, you can be pretty sure that things are about to go very, very wrong indeed.
Hello, my name's Emma Haig, and I'm the producer of Genetics of the Daleks.
You'd get Brooke to take cells from your body, open up the capsules in the cryogenic section, and inject them into the sleepers. Your genetic material would then cause their cells to mutate like an infection.
Not an infection! A catalyst to produce a superior being!
An abomination with the genetics of the Daleks.
So the BBC contacted Big Finish to see if we would be up for writing and producing a companion piece to go with the new Escape Hunt game, and we obviously said yes, that would be great. We asked Johnny Morris if he'd be up for writing, and luckily he said yes. So after a couple of meetings with the Escape Hunt team and the BBC, and Johnny came up with a few different outlines, we then settled on the story that Johnny went off to write and the one that you have just heard.
The Doctor is aware of my presence on this ship. Covert action is no longer necessary.
Shall I kill him?
No! Bring him to me! He must be exterminated by a Dalek!
This story is a fun but gripping romp, and it includes some classic Dalek action. It's a great standalone story on its own. You don't have to listen to this story to play the escape room, but if you do a combination of the two, this story will give you little insights, little tidbits, little extra layers to the escape room story.
Hello, I'm Jonathan Morris, and I wrote Doctor Who, Genetics of the Daleks. This story was an unusual brief because it was kind of like building a bridge. I had the beginning, which had to join up with the end of the previous story, and I had an ending leading into the escape room experience. I had a monster and the last surviving Time Squad Dalek, and I had a setting, the terraforming spaceship Future, on its way to a distant world carrying 10,000 colonists in cryogenic suspension. So I had to sort of build a bridge in as interesting and diverting a way as possible.
My name is Tom Baker and I play the Doctor.
Come on, Doctor! Come on!
I just need to reverse the polarity. Then when the power comes back on...
Power restored.
Down! I'm filled with lovely, sweet memories of having been Doctor Who, and I say having been Doctor Who. I've never stopped being Doctor Who because the fans will never let me. I have sharp memories, you know, the excitement of playing a famous part and feeling the marvellous affection of the fans. Yes, it was wonderful. My fans have just grown older and older and older, naturally, and anyway, it was a happy time.
When I read the script for this one, actually, it took me two passes to really get who was who and, you know, who were the real criminal elements, who was the bad guy. It wasn't just sort of two factions. You know, a lot of Doctor Who stories end up being two clear goodies and baddies for want of a better way of splitting them. But for this, there's Graff and Finlay, who really are, you know, they have the best of intentions, although maybe not the best way of going about them, Captain Graff. Then you've got Chook and Swan, who are the criminals. But then you've got Brooke, who's just a fascinated scientist, but he's gone wrong. And then you've got the Dalek, and then obviously Brooke's been taken over. And then you've got the mutants. And yeah, there's a lot of things at play, a lot of politics going on. And so I really wanted to make sure that we got a sense of the politics and the emotions and the splits between characters, or the potential splits between characters in this. And hopefully we've just about succeeded.
Hello, I'm Pippa Hayward and I play Captain Graff. Something's going on this ship, and if the Doctor's not behind it, he can help me find out who is. Quite a noble character, I think. A bit humourless, possibly. But yes, the way she handles a very tricky mission on board her starship, and the way she is very self-sacrificing at the end, I think she's a very good egg. Very proud to play her.
Hello, my name's Clive Mantle, and I've just finished playing Medical Officer Chook in Genetics of the Daleks.
Once the others are awake, we can arm them and take the bridge.
And kill the rest.
I'd forgotten what a bloodthirsty soul you are, Karen. Yes, you can kill the rest. All except Finlay. We'll need a pilot. And if he refuses, we can always kill his family, one by one.
Well, he's one of the world's nastiest gangsters, and he's stolen aboard on his way to far escaping his rightful justice on Earth, and he gets his comeuppance in space. I just channeled my inner villain, which I think we've all probably got. It's the person in the depth of our memory and our being that we would like to turn into when people do us wrong. So I just channeled that and tried to make him laugh as much as possible as he was doing his foul deeds.
I like all the villains, you know, I'm fond of the villains, because when you play the hero, you love the villains, because without them, you couldn't win. So as soon as I know that someone's going to be a villain, you know, I love him or her. And that's the way of melodrama, isn't it? That one can't exist without the other. And I was always the hero with the best lines, and I always won. And I had a sonic screwdriver and got lots of applause. And here I am still receiving. I've just been made... just had an amazing honour from Australia. They've discovered a fossil. It's only 8 million years old, and the girl who discovered it, she caught a glimpse of this fossil, and she said, Tom Baker, that's what I'll call it, Tom Baker. So I'm a recognised fossil now.
Hello, I'm Nina Toussaint-White, and I play Security Officer Swan, a psychopathic mass murderer who has adopted her role after killing the real security officer.
Walk ahead of me, and don't try anything funny.
Funny or peculiar?
Either. Move!
She is ready and willing and very, very eager to assassinate anyone who gets in her way. And I think I based Swan's character on Villanelle from Killing Eve, with this kind of charming and personable trait of hers at the beginning of the episode, she's able to manipulate the truth and then gain the trust of the captain with this bubbling undertone of murder any minute. I really loved reading the script, and I especially loved the fact that my character got gory and dark death scene. I don't think Big Finish Productions would be Big Finish Productions if there weren't fantastical deaths, and when you get to have one yourself, it's a great moment.
Hi, I'm Andrew James Spooner, and I play Professor Brook.
So this machine, it creates Dalek spare parts?
More than that, Brook. So much more.
Poor old Professor Brook, he's very much the archetypal, shall we say, amoral scientist who's discovered this Dalek and come under his control, and seems to think that he's the kind, you know, smart enough to be able to broker some kind of deal with the Dalek to gain knowledge of their technology and get something out of it, and ultimately be safe, which of course is utterly, utterly foolish because we know what the Daleks are like, and you'd think he would know, but no, he thinks he's the smart one that's going to be able to do a deal with them, and yeah, that's not what happens. And yeah, I feel kind of sorry for him because he's clearly smart, he's a scientist, but he's so incredibly naive when it comes to the Daleks, and yeah, thinking that he can kind of, you know, have a deal with them.
Hi there, I'm Joseph Kloska, and I'm playing Pilot Finley.
I won't do it!
Cut the power or I'll kill you.
Then you'll just have to kill me, won't you?
My inspiration for him was those guys who appear in the adventure movies who are able to be cheerful and you warm to them, the Bill Pullmans of the adventure movies. You know, think of this episode really reminded me of Ridley Scott's films about you know, the Alien films, and there's always someone who you kind of warm to, who you think, oh, this person's doing their best, and you know, they're the good person, they're bright, they're onto it, but they're not quite ahead of the mystery. So yeah, that was my inspiration.
I have done one escape room. I did it for my birthday last year in 2019. Not only did I enjoy it, but it also brought out my competitive side. There's a side to me which really wants to win at things and gets quite frustrated when things aren't going right. So actually, the escape room that I did was a really, really engaging experience. And now I've got added incentive to do another escape room visit. I can't wait to see what happens next. And hopefully, with an intimate knowledge of the script, I might have an advantage over people who don't know it. So there you go. There's that competitive side coming out all over again.
Daleks are always victorious!
My first reaction to reading the script was just, what a great story. And how do they keep coming up with so many vibrant, exciting, new ideas for these stories? I mean, it's just extraordinary. And anything that brings a Dalek back on board just throws shivers up my spine again, just as it did when I was a child.
The Daleks have been in my life for as long as I can remember, and it was a great honour today to be asked to do some wild track Dalek noises and talking and dying and things like that at the end of our recording. So I can now say I have played a Dalek, and for that I am eternally grateful.
Oh, well, they become my closest friends, you know. After a while, old enemies can become old friends, and I really feel fond of them, and I have two little Daleks by my bedside, and I often, when I wake up in the night, I put the light on and I look at them, and I'm filled with a warm glow. I just feel so grateful, really.